You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Everybody was out smoking them if they got them. Well, welcome back. We are kicking off Act Two here at Nightlight on this Friday pre-long holiday weekend show. Hope everybody's in a great mood. It is great to have you here being part of the show. We got a lot of texts we'll get to. We'll do that soon. If you're just joining us, our question of the night is, name a store, or what is a store, to make it an actual question, that you miss browsing in. Stores that are no longer around due to mall closings or whatever. I say Musicland. Conrad said Blockbuster. Bust Blocker. That sounds bad too. And our guest here who in the studio is Eric Westfall, who is the afternoon host here at WGBW. You said Prangyway. Great choice.
Yeah, Prangyway and Chess King. And I thought of another good one that was a fun one at the mall. If you had to be there because, you know, mom was doing some shopping, but you wanted to kill some time, Spencer's Gifts was always
fun. Oh, yes. That's a great one. Yep. Yeah. They're still online, aren't they?
I think so.
It's like right up there with Brookstone.
Yeah.
But let us know. That's our question of the night. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, if you have not gotten your text word in tonight, folks, there is still time. This is the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway. As you know, we have just a little bit of summer left here, and we are doing this really cool concert. Our concept. What is it? It's a contest.
Yes.
I can't make mistakes like that with an actual pro radio person sitting next to me. It's very it's very emasculating.
You're the pro. I don't have somebody else like doing all the.
You don't have a Conrad?
No.
Oh,
I gotta do all the heavy lifting myself. Conrad. You know, we came in here, and I don't know. People can't see it because it's out of camera range. I mean, there's like a whole food spread that he. No, I'm just kidding.
Conrad whipped up a quiche. Conrad's like, please hire me away from this monster. But we do have the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway, and our keyword is for tonight is dine. D as in David, I-N-E, dine as in diner. What other examples can I give? I got to make sure people understand that. Dine, like fine, but with a D. So text that in on the app, folks, and you are eligible to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista. And we're even throwing in some free grub. It's worth $175, and it is all yours if you are the winner. So good luck, everybody. You still have time. And all you have to do is send a text. What else do we say, Conrad? What else do we miss? What do I need to recap? Conrad's bummed about the Badgers.
You know, if you haven't tried it yet, go out, and if you're in Wisconsin, go out and grab a cow pie.
Yeah.
The candy.
The candy. Yeah, you got to clarify that.
Yeah.
Go out and eat cow dung, folks. My name is Conrad Greer. Yeah, that's we covered that too. We got some texts. We'll get to those. Let's do Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie texted in early tonight, and we usually I'm under the gun on Fridays to get through a Steady Eddie text, but we'll do Steady Eddie right now. He says, "Pete, I miss Kmart. I would go with my dad on a Saturday." Oh, that's great.
It's not Steadfast Edward tonight.
No, it's not. Kmart is not highbrow like that. But Kmart, are there any Kmarts left?
I haven't seen one in super long time.
Yeah, I. If there is, I couldn't tell you where.
Because the one in Menominee just closed like 2 years ago. So that made me think maybe there are still some out there. But anyway, either way, Everett from Sun Prairie, some clarification on a previous text. He says the exclusive company was a small record store chain rumored to be a Chicago mafia front. How do you like that? Oh. I went to the Blue Mound Road and Brown Deer Road locations in Milwaukee. The question is, Everett, did you ever whack anybody? That's what I want to know. I'll sneak one more in here before we get back to Eric. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, also Drucker's General Store in Hooterville. See, Tyler likes to get these cheeky things in.
Yeah.
I think he always has some kind of innuendo Pickles in the Barrel, another one, were the best. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of Drucker's, Eric?
Well, Sam, you know, I believe Sam was running it up until his death a few years back.
Sam Drucker?
Yeah, Sam.
Are you playing a joke? Who is
that? That's from the
TV show.
Petticoat Junction or whatever, yeah. Well, actually.
Is that what his text is referring to?
I'm pretty sure.
Tyler, how old do you think I am?
So it would be, and there's a couple shows that use that.
That use Drucker's?
Well, Sam Drucker's, Drucker's General Store in Hooterville.
All right. I love it. Hooterville sounds like a nice little burg. Dave says, I don't want to get censored. He was the one that typed in porn, but he spelled it all kinds of different ways earlier. And then he also said Tempo, which was a store in Menominee, Michigan that was like, I always confused it, like when Targets came out, I thought, oh, they're bringing back, oh no, that was Tempo. Kind of the same department store, but have you guys ever heard of a Tempo?
No.
All right. It's a Marinette Menominee original. All right. My guest in studio, folks, is Eric Westfall. You can hear his work here on WGBW afternoons from 2 to 6, spinning the oldies, breaking to the news, doing time and temp.
Yeah.
Right? That's a radio thing.
Well, yeah. There's other people that do that. So yeah. I don't have to. So
but no, you
that
have way to nobody go
can,
to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody can blame me, though, you know, if the weather's bad. I didn't give the forecast.
Conrad gives a mean 5-day forecast.
I do. I look out the window and just say how it is.
It's more like a 5-second forecast. He can't predict the future. All right. So you're also an actor, Eric. We covered your radio career more or less. People can hear you on WGBW every day. I was saying this to Dan Marcus last night. Like oldies, like I would imagine the ratings are going to go through the roof because who doesn't love oldies? You're playing nothing but hits.
Yeah. And nobody, there's not another place you can get that unless you go, you know, online or get Spotify or something like that and pay some, you know, pay money for it.
Right, exactly. All right, so tell us about, you're also an actor here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How did you get into that? And tell us about some of the play. We'll get to the one you just talked about in Abrams. I think that sounds really cool. But you've done Shakespeare and everything, so tell us about that.
I have. You know, and I think this goes, this started when I was a little kid. Like, I would wear, like, different clothes, and that I would keep costumes and then create characters. Like, my mom would come home from work and suddenly I'd be some little old man or so, you know. So I think that's where it first started. But you know, I was very excited once getting to high school and actually being able to do plays in that. So I've been doing it all my life. Sometimes the job is, you know, doing nights, obviously rehearsals and shows are at night. Yeah. So when I was doing nights in Wausau, I couldn't act. But when I moved to Green Bay, I was very excited because I would have the nights free again. And the first show I did was within months of here with Evergreen Theater called Inherit the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's about the Scopes Monkey Trials. So it's based on, you know, real life. And I was the defense attorney.
Dude, I could totally see that.
Yeah. It was so cool. And at that point, Evergreen performed at St. Norbert at the Webb Theater, which is a thrust stage. So, you know, we put the courtroom scene like right down on the people's face and, you know, we're going at each other. It was pretty cool. And at this point, I don't really think there's a theater group that I haven't worked with in the area in some capacity.
Are there a lot of theater groups in this area? Like, is theater thriving here?
It actually is doing pretty well. You've got just across the river, Green Bay Community Theater, who has their own space on Walnut Street there, the Liebralt Playhouse. Evergreen Theater in DePere, they've had to move around a little bit lately, but, you know, they've been in the area for a long time. Play-by-play theater is a little bit newer, but they're more of a semi-professional group, and they're the ones who have brought the Shakespeare, Summer Shakespeare. 2019 was the first year that they brought it in Whitney Park, just down the street a little bit. And then within the past couple of years, we brought it to some other locations, including the Titletown area over by Lambeau and at Heritage Hill. And it's been a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. What, like, when it comes to Shakespeare, what kind of crowds do you get? Do you get people that actually understand Shakespeare or are fans, or is it more like, what's going on here?
You get a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You know, it's free. So then those people, people are like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, food trucks and stuff. But the first year that they did it, it was just one show. And they had no idea what was going to happen. The weather ended up being very nice because obviously you're weather dependent with doing it outdoors. And they don't have a full count, but
there had to be at least 1,100 people or more
get
there. There was
here.
Definitely wow. over 1,000 people. Some people were saying 1,500. So I don't know, but that Whitney Park was packed. And
wow.
In subsequent ones, it's been less because we've had more shows. Yeah. But we, you know, still bring in several hundred people if you don't have an issue with the weather.
That's outstanding. I know you're also friends with Frank Hermans. Do you care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, Frank's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yes. I've never had the opportunity to actually, okay, so I haven't worked with every theater group. I haven't had a chance to work with them yet because they do a lot of performances.
They're busy.
And, you know, when you're doing radio and things like that, we have events that come up in that, and it's awfully tough for it to say, you know, to your boss, hey, can I have, you know, these next 20 nights. Yeah. It's a lot easier to say, can I have six, you know, available right. days or seven or whatever. So, but Frank does so much for Green Bay.
He really does.
He is the Green Bay cheerleader, and I love it. And the fact that, you know, he's got all the things going on, you know, he's really created something awesome.
Busy
here.
Guy, yeah. prolific
and he's
too. I mean,
happy to promote the arts and stuff. He's had me as a guest a couple times. You know, when he does the feature. Interviews guests on Local 5 Live. Yeah,
so I did that too. That was so much fun.
Yeah,
and you're right. He's such a unique guy. Like, I don't know many towns the size of Green Bay that have a Frank Hermans.
Yeah,
one guy that puts on that many shows, or a Meyer Theater. Like, just kind of two treasures in this area. And I know you're friends with Frank because you were on TV recently, and I watched an interview you did. You did some cool stuff during the draft.
You
talk about that? That sounded really fun.
So, of course, everybody knows that there was the stuff happening down at Lambeau during the draft, but downtown Green Bay didn't want to get left out. and the history that Titletown has. So there's the Packers Heritage Trail, different spots around downtown Green Bay that have a certain connection with the history of the Packers franchise. Well, during the draft, they wanted to do a living Packers Heritage Trail. So they had about 10 of us who were portraying different characters. So I was Brian Mulligan Cerruggi. I chose him because he was a telegraph operator, kind of a song and dance man. And before the radio broadcasts, when they would gather together in the Eagles Club, he would relay the message off of the the teletype. What's the
Morse code?
No, the before radio that they.
I can't. They used one in the movie The Sting.
All of a sudden, I can't think of what it's called. But anyway, when that would come in, he would let everybody know, it started from there.
Nice.
And so I got to portray that during the draft. It was really cool.
Do you have any? We've got about a minute left. Do you have anything coming up people can see you in?
Yes, the Abrams Theater, Abrams Spotlight Productions, which is just 20 minutes north of Green Bay. The Play That Goes Wrong. We did this back in May. We're bringing it back. It is one of the funniest shows ever. And not next week, but the week after, I'm going to have tickets to give away.
Dude, Con, should we get in on that?
Oh, yeah.
and we were talking about other gigs, too. I would say I could run a theater. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I love theaters when there's nobody in them and they're just quiet. And I love that moment where it's packed and there's the murmuring right before the curtain. It's just it's magical.
It's a cool energy.
Very cool stuff. Thank you for coming in tonight,
buddy.
Hey,
thanks for
having
me.
Great to get to know you.
Yeah.
And hope you have a great run here at WGBW. Love your work. Keep it up.
Me too. Thanks.
All right. Eric Westfall. We will be giving away Eric Westfall tickets. We'll just put your name on the ticket. Just show for Eric Westfall. Here, I keep putting this gum down, too.
I'll take a piece.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to drop in. I'm the one with the bad
I brushed
breath.
My teeth before I came here, actually. I remembered to do that.
That is something I ask of all the guests that come into the studio. But it's great meeting you, Eric Westfall, folks. Check out his work here at WGBW every day. I'm having trouble talking. I'm going to have some water, and we're going to come back and read your text. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles.
Oh, I'm a child. That makes me laugh. Welcome back, folks. I am Pete Schwabbles. And it's great to have you with me on this Friday as we barrel into a holiday weekend. Con, what are your plans?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to go golfing, of course.
Okay.
And then after that, going out to eat with one of my friends and, yeah, going to maybe go out to a couple bars. And then Sunday, just lounge around, and Monday, lounge around again.
All right. Do you call them bars or taverns?
I guess if it's called if they have tavern in the name, I'll say tavern.
Call it a tavern.
But if they don't, it's just going to be a bar.
You're not a rule breaker. I like it.
Yeah,
I love
it. If it says tavern, you have to say it.
I get it. Totally, man. I'm with you. Are we good on text? Am I keeping up with text for once in my life?
I think so.
I think we are. Everett from Sun Prairie told us what exclusive company. Yeah, all right. Oh, here we go. Brett from Brown Deer. I did almost miss this one. He lives in Brown Deer, Conrad, but he's got a 920 area code. He's just like your parents. Yeah. You don't have to live where your area code is anymore.
No, you don't.
Brett says, I miss the old record store / head shop. I remember / I don't remember the head. Oh, Jim from Appleton says Shopko. Boy, they just discontinued those recently.
I have seen so many Shopkos just empty, and there's nothing that has taken over.
We have one in Marinette. It's a storage facility now. It's kind of sad. It was like, just, I don't know.
There's one, in West Bend where I grew up by that. I still think it's empty, and it's been empty for like 4 years or something like that.
I think Marinette lucked out. It's a storage facility, but what else do you use a huge space like that for when there are no more huge department stores?
You know
right?
what we should do?
Open
we
a
should buy
store.
That one in West Bend, all right? It's a yeah. huge store, all right?
I'm with you.
We have the studio just in the middle. And everything around is just empty.
I've given it some thought. I'm in. Let's do it. Sage, if you're listening, write us a check, buddy. John Murray in Madison, the 608, just sends a text. He says, so hungry. John yeah. thinks we're like a delivery service now. You know, what can we get you, John?
Honestly, I'm hungry too. What are we eating?
Here, let's go to our social media texts from earlier. Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheels, says, I enjoyed locally owned video rental stores as a kid. That's very specific. I love that, Daniel. He says, they smelled weird, but getting to browse all the box art lining the wall was always cool, especially the horror section. Yeah, there was something video stores definitely had, especially the homegrown ones, definitely had a charm.
You know, there. I feel like there's that one store in your childhood where it had that smell that you just
remember. Yeah, I totally get it. Totally get that. Alan Whitebird on social media says, Toys R Us. That's another one. Can't believe it.
I think there's a couple still open. I don't think it's fully gone.
Okay. Scott Lieburn from Marinette, now living in AZ, says, Tempo, another Marinette native son, misses his Tempo. Okay. Thank you, Scott. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom, says, Prangy Way and Sears that were at Fond du Lac Forest Mall. Sears. God, there's no more Sears either.
See, What was so good about Sears, though?
It's just a department store. I would say it wasn't, like, the best.
You can go to other department stores to get your Sears needs.
What do you got against Sears, man?
I don't know. And this is how I feel about Shopko, too. Shopko is basically Target. Who cares if Shopko's
And they
gone?
Didn't do it as
go
well.
To Target.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a reason Shopko went out of business. And when you go there, they were just kind of depressing, especially towards the end. One in Marinette was.
You know... The West Bend store, I remember it closing because my friend and I, we went ahead, the big closeout sale.
Yeah.
He found like this, where they had a sign where it was like, it said Nikes, like socks or something or whatever. He bought the Nike sign so he could hang it up.
They sold that to him?
Yeah. I mean, you go in there and you just ask them, hey, can I buy this? And they'd be like, I don't see why you couldn't.
That had to be like under the table. I guarantee that guy said, just give me $100. You can take it.
I mean, it was like $50 he gave him. And it was a huge Nike sign. And I wonder if he still has it. But it was hilarious. I'm like, why do you need this?
That's hilarious. He doesn't. That's the beauty of it. Like just see me in Green Bay says Yonkers and Shopko.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yonkers.
I forgot about
Yonkers. My wife loves Yonkers. Folks, our keyword tonight, one more time, just because I feel bad that some people texted in fine, is dine. The Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway contest where you get a free night at the Chula Vista Resort with a free meal, a dining voucher, if you will. $175 value. That is our contest. All you have to do is have the app and text in the keyword. And tonight's keyword is dine. D as in David, I-N-E. So good luck, everybody. I miss diners. even though there's still some. Even the diners that exist now are kind of like, hey, we're like a nostalgic diner. There's just not a diner for diner's sake, it seems like.
You know, Denny's is just so good, you know.
You think so?
No. You could go to George Webb's, though. That they're not bad.
They're their own deal. They're not a national chain. Do we have, you're saying, now I know Rob's messing with me. He just texted in fine. Oh, my God. That's a nightlight listener for you. And now he just corrected himself. Do we have time for that Norm clip? How long is that?
We don't.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. You're like
we're against a hard break. I think you should know this. You might be the host of the show. So.
Well, I don't pay attention to time. I do things on Schwabba time.
Yeah, there you go.
So you can still text us, folks. Terry Barr. It is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. She is bringing with her music from someone who has been on the show before. I've had the lead singer of this band on the show who performed live when I was in Madison about a year ago, not quite a year ago. And he is just getting over an ailment, and he is back at it, and we are thrilled because he's incredibly talented, and his band is outstanding too. And you're going to find out who that band is coming up next after the news. Terry Barr will be here, I almost said in the flesh, on the stream. For Bar Band Friday Night, one of our faves. Coming up next, it's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hit last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Cause now we're partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake the glitter of your clothes now. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. You got me into the...
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a very special guest and one of our Nightlight best friends and favorite guests. And she is here every Friday night, just about every Friday night at 7:35 for her namesake, a segment named after my next guest, Terry Barr. Hey, how are you, Terry?
Hey, Pete and Conrad. How are you guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We are outstanding. As always, it's great to have you here. What do you have big plans this weekend for the holiday, Terry?
You know, not really. And that's probably okay. We've got a ton of things happening around the Madison area. And I'm sure, you know, every city and community around the state probably does as well. But sometimes it's just nice to chill.
Absolutely. Well, if you hustled over to Sauk Prairie, you could take part in a cow chip throwing contest.
Ah, yes.
I'm assuming
the infamous cow chip throwing.
So you've heard of it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Have you ever thrown a cow chip?
I have not, but I know people who have. I think they even have the celebrity version of the cow chip toss.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
yeah,
see, we
want to get into that.
I want to get into this. I know. I haven't played sports in a while, and I think cow chip would be the perfect re-entry into such endeavors.
I love it.
Terry, our question of the night is, what store do you miss browsing in? Do you have a store that is no longer around that you miss going into? I said Music Land.
That's a good one.
Conrad said Blockbuster. A lot of people said video stores or, you know, old department stores, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could think about
it
if you want.
I grew up outside of Shawano, and I would say there was both the Schultz's Five and Dime right on Main Street. It probably was modeled after, what was it, Woolworth's?
That
was also a Five and Dime. And I just remember the squeaky wood floors when you would walk around and kind of browse at everything. And then they built a bigger, they called that one Schultz's Family Store. And that was a really big one. And they both just sort of went away.
Isn't that sad?
It is.
I mean,
I heard somebody mention to you Kmart.
Yeah.
Kmart was so fun.
Yeah. All those stores were. And I think it just reminds us of when we were younger and simpler times, more innocent times, maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Hey, you've got a great band you're about to talk about. I love this band. I'm just going to, we've been teasing it all night. I have not said who the band was, but I'm going to leave this all to you. Who are you bringing us tonight, Terry?
I am bringing you brand new music. In fact, they just received the albums.
Wow.
We're talking about the band, The Mascot Theory. And
so great.
Pete, I know you are a fan. I am a huge fan. And I got these songs. These haven't been heard by anyone. One was released on streaming today.
Okay.
That is the Got a Grip song. The other song, no one has heard yet. And I spent the afternoon with Eric Chellin. Eric is the lead singer. He's the main songwriter. And we listened. We tracked this entire album from beginning to end.
Wow.
And much like the bands he enjoys, Pink Floyd and others like those, this album is written to be listened to beginning to end. It tells an incredible story of loss and life and trying to hang on to the light. And it's incredible. I have no words to even try to describe it any better than that.
It's great. I listened to it on the way down to both songs. And was some of this inspired by Eric's recent struggles with his health? He had an episode and, that totally comes across. I thought so.
The first, if you listen to the album, and remember, good old albums have the side A and the side B. We listened to it streaming so we could listen all the way through. But side A is all about his dad passing away during COVID and how he felt he never took time to acknowledge it. So he wrote these songs. He does what a great songwriter does.
Yeah.
And the other side is sort of coming to terms with that and then adds in this very rare brain ailment that he just had surgery for. So he's kind of coming off of both of those things and talking about, you know, how do you hang on to the light? What comes after your life is done? Just really some deep things. But what I love about this band, they always keep it a little more on the uplifting side.
Yeah.
So it's fun to hear the background of these songs, but then to realize, wow, that could be a really sad song, but they keep it, you know, sort of, I'm not going to say happy, but more uplifting.
Right. Well, what should we start with? Because they're both longer songs, not too long. They're perfect length, actually, when you hear them. But I'm saying, what do you prefer to start with, Terry?
Let's start with Got a Grip, because it is out there. If people want to listen to it, they can go to any streaming services. And this one's fun because they brought in a rapper. The guy's name is Tyler Durden. Tyler used to be from Wisconsin. He's now out on the East Coast. And I think he just really adds a little flair to this song.
I love it. All right. So this is Got a Grip. And is this the one that was released today?
Yes. This is the one that's out today.
So very few people have heard this, folks. Terry Barr is bringing it to us almost exclusively, almost for a sneak peek. You're going to love it. It's a great song by a great band. This is Got a Grip by The Mascot Theory.
The family dinner table, separate the truth from fable. My brain is drowning loud and free. Pass that salty ocean to me. Across the family dinner table, separate the truth from fable. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. And it might take
my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip, and it might take all night, but I'll get over this. You stare at the wall, you're tearing your hair out, I dare you to carry it all. The baggage you buried, it's there when you're raring to fall. Cause they don't care if you disparage to perish or stall. The tank is empty, start to rush to the end, and it's tempting to break all the rules when Lady Justice is bending. So save me from all the lies and the maybes, cause maybe if he told the truth then all our lies would be gravy. I'm going crazy, but I'm sane enough to know that you made me. The game is changing and I'm praying I'll continue to play it, but lately I'm just losing faith and every day it keeps fading. The pain is racing past the blame, or let the rain hit the pavement. Another payment, you can't pay it, so you're trying to fake it. I bet you need a vacation, cause you're running and racing. Now get a grip and be patient, don't slip when you're pacing. Take another deep breath, face the heat and embrace it. Face the heat and embrace it. Fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset painted sky. Passing ships and star-crossed lovers, peek your eyes from undercovers. I'm barely hanging on, I've still got a grip. Coated pan. Maybe it's the blood stain on my hand. Maybe it's the Santa Ana breeze. Or maybe it's you. Or maybe it's me.
Great tune. Boy, you really hear, you do hear that Pink Floyd a little bit, kind of in the composition or the background a little. You definitely hear that influence.
Yes.
That's a really good song.
When they do their album release shows coming up in October, they're going to play, just as I heard today, they're going to play the album from beginning to end, straight through. It will be an amazing listening experience.
He is such a cool guy. He's so chill. Eric Jelen, I'm talking about, the singer, main singer. And he's going to be on Nightlight again on September 22nd. And it's interesting that when the last time he was here, Terry, we met him through you, obviously, he brought an album, a double-sided vinyl album. So I love that old school element to their music and just the way they present themselves. It's just a really, really good Wisconsin band.
Oh, they're so good. And, you know, you listen to them, and then when you hear other bands actually play it on the radio, as we're doing with their music tonight, you kind of wonder, why have these guys not broken through? They're just so good, so professional. And I just really want everyone to see them and hear them, because I just think they're spectacular, really.
Well, here's a great text we just got from someone in the 715, didn't leave their name, said, I ordered it, referring to the album. So how cool is that?
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And, you know, they have these album release shows coming up around the state. So, you know, go to themascottheory.com, themascottheory.com.
Right.
They are going to have a show near you. Wherever you may be listening from tonight, they are playing everywhere to promote this album.
And we've got another song coming up. Terry Barr is here. It is a Bar Band Friday night. We've got another tune called Final Hour from Mascot Theory off their new album. That is coming up after a very short break. We have a text here from Tom from New Berlin. Says Sears was the first retailer in the 80s that you could buy it right there with Sears credit. I did not know that. Ooh. Thank you, Tom. That's a great bit of info. Bridget from the 818 says, Yonkers, I loved that department store. I loved browsing and looking for big, big savings. That's a phrase I use here on the show a lot. Tom also says, like it. Linkin Park, they're influenced with a country ending. We're coming right back on Bar Band Friday night.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight, a Friday night edition of Nightlight, where we celebrate Wisconsin music with our pal Terry Barr on Bar Band Friday night. She is here right now. We are talking about the band, The Mascot Theory. We will be back with Terry in just a second. I want to finish off these final two texts. And I want to, maybe Terry can speak to this. Tom from New Berlin said, like it, Linkin Park, they are influenced with a country ending. I think I know what Tom is saying there, Terry. Like, they have that kind of, I don't know. You hear kind of a lot of different stuff in their material. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why I love their music so much.
Yeah. And here's Rob from Green Bay in the 920. He says, wow, great song. I've never heard them before, but we'll definitely check them out. So there you go.
Yes.
Very productive Bar Band Friday night here. Let's talk about this last song, and then I think we'll just close the show and go out on the song, if that's okay with you, Terry.
That is absolutely fine. And I want to remind everybody, yes, they're going to be playing all over the state coming up. They have a show in Green Bay, October 18th, Madison, October 5. That's when you want to hold if you want to be part of this big album release show.
Okay.
And the other really big one is at Gibson Music Hall in Appleton. That one is October 3rd. And why I say big, Pete, the one in Appleton and the one in Madison, they are going to sit down to be interviewed about these songs and why they are so very personal to them. And I get to do the one in Madison. So I'm really excited, but I'm afraid I'm going to be very sad too, because I know what these songs mean to these guys. And I really hope people will listen.
You cannot beat access like that to the artists. I think that's outstanding. So folks, take advantage of that. If you're in those areas, and especially the one where Terry is there, I'm sure Terry will crush the Q&A portion, if you will. We do have two more quick texts. John Murray from Madison says, Peter and Conrad, fun fact, when I was 7 years old, I bought my first alarm clock with my own $5 when browsing the local Sears back in 1972. Still wakes me up every day. Wow, that's pretty good value, John.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible. It's like a 50-year-old alarm clock. Janet from Madison says, I miss Woolworths. I went as a kid at the one in Madison and in Janesville. When I moved to California in 1990, there was one in Santa Monica, and I was so excited, but it soon was transformed into a bookstore. I was sad. Thank you, Janet. Bookstores are okay. Tuesday night, folks, tune in. I'm off Monday, but we've got a great show with Dan Schaefer and some great highlights. So Steve Cochran and
Kalen Cole.
Kalen Cole. There you go, Terry.
Ooh,
another Terry Barr referral. So that's Monday night. We'll be back live Tuesday with Ty Williams and Greg Vatney from the Rar West Museum in Manitowoc. So
excellent.
Terry, this has been so much fun. I think we'll go out on this great tune. You good with
okay.
that? Thank you.
I am absolutely fine with it. I wish everybody a great Labor Day weekend, and to both of you.
You too, my friend. Will we see you next Friday?
Absolutely.
All right.
Can't get rid of me that easy.
Thank you so much, my friend. Great stuff. By way of Terry Barr, here is Mascot Theory and the song Final Hour. Check out their stuff, folks. It's great. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and Terry Barr, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
So you take an unplanned midnight stroll, wandering blind through the unknown, searching for answers only ghosts could ever know. You travel an unpaved gravel road. What you will find there, God only knows. A thief in the darkness, or a light to guide you home. Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can I get some sleep tonight while these memories collide? Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can you make it back to me when shadows fill your eyes? Wanna retire from the daily grind, and you didn't plan to be cast aside, surrounded by strangers while the symptoms multiplied. I try to decode inconceivable plots, unwinnable games, unreachable docks, the meaning of life in the bottom of an empty cereal box. Final hour. Is this the last goodbye? Can I get some sleep tonight while these memories collide? Is this the final hour? Is this the last goodbye? Can you make it back to me when shadows fill your eyes?
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.